It is under a minute of pure adrenaline. A race down a track of ice, it speeds up to 90 miles an hour, enduring crushing gravitational forces around the curves. We're talking about bobsled, one of the thrilling and punishing sports in the Winter Olympics. The 2018 Games are coming up in February in Pyeongchang, South Korea, where the U.S. is hoping to repeat its medal-winning performances from the past few Olympics. NPR's Melissa Block spent time in Lake Placid, New York, with some U.S. bobsledders to find out what the sport feels like.
Sled and track from start one. This is Laurent Caceres.
Stand at the top and gaze down the glistening track. It's about a mile long with 20 sharply banked curves. It's beautiful and terrifying. Teams from all over the world are launching into practice runs before a World Cup race in Lake Placid, New York.
A good run, especially in Lake Placid, could feel like you've been shoved in a metal garbage can and kicked down a rocky hill.
Yeah, it can hurt.
We're going down. The whole thing is just vibrating. It's loud. It's cold. There's no padding inside the sled.
You're hitting walls at 80 miles an hour. It can literally feel like a boxing match.
It's very, very uncomfortable. But when you win a medal, it makes everything completely worth it.
We heard there from Olympic bobsled pilots Nick Cunningham, Jamie Grubel-Poser, and Alana Myers-Taylor. So let's break a run down. It starts with the all-important push, the initial burst of acceleration.
Here we go. Let's get it.
They're pushing a sled weighing hundreds of pounds.
A hand clap. They're crouched down next to the sled. There they go. They're pushing it as hard as they can down the ice. Pilot jumps in the front, brakeman jumps in the back. They get down low. They want to be as aerodynamic as possible. These races are won by hundredths of a second.
But let's back up, because just fitting those muscular bodies into that narrow bobsled, that's no small task, especially in the four-man event. The athletes are typically tall and solid.
I'm about 6'4", and I weigh about 220 pounds.
Evan Weinstock sits in the second position, just behind the driver.
And we sit on our heels, and so we're kind of tucked up in like a little cannonball position.
Loading the sled requires quick, intricate choreography. Who jumps in first, in what order they sit down, and where their legs go.
And we're wearing spikes on our feet, and we're only wearing layers of spandex, so sometimes you get, you know, a spike in your thigh or your calf.
And then it's all in the hands of the pilot. The others in the bobsled, their heads are down, so they don't see anything. And pilot Nick Cunningham says, maybe that's better.
So their life is in my hands as we're going down at 90 miles an hour.
You make it sound like it's no big thing.
Yeah, it isn't. It's, I try to make, I don't want them to realize some of the things I've seen in the front of that sled. And, you know, there's been some hairy times where I'm kind of going down and be like, that was dangerous. And, you know, I just, hey guys, that was a good trip. Let's go back to the top. And I'm sitting, I'm like, oh man, that wasn't good at all.
Through a white face, down through the devil's sideways.
And here they come through curve 10.
Down through 8 and 9, sliding through 10.
You can see the forces at work in that sled as they go around. They are hunkered way down low, but their bodies are shaking side to side as they go up this wall of ice.
5 G's of force. It makes muscles cramp up. It's definitely smashing you down.
If you're a driver, like Nick Cunningham and Jamie Grubel-Poser, you're sitting pretty much upright.
So we experience all the G-forces on our neck and head and face. I've seen stars driving.
If you're sitting hunched over behind the driver, it feels like the G-forces are trying to suck you through the bottom of the bobsled. And one tiny wrong move can spell disaster.
Crashing is one of those kind of things that it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when.
Alana Myers-Taylor has seen her share of horrendous crashes.
There's sharp things in the sled that'll cut you up, and the biggest thing is it's very, very loud. It's scraping and it is piercing.
In bobsled, Myers-Taylor says, we're all playing with Newton's laws, and whoever can navigate those laws the best wins the race. Melissa Block, NPR News, Lake Placid.